I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about how an international treaty from the 80s accidentally slowed global warming, where you can find the biggest life forms on the planet, and some expert advice for avoiding distractions at work.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
News about climate change is often doom and gloom, but recently, researchers from the University of New South Wales had some good news to share. They announced that the 1987 Montreal Protocol is the first international treaty to slow the rate of global warming.
So why is this news if the treaty was from 1987?
Because we've just figured out that it did that.
Like it did it by accident?
Right, because remember from the 80s, the whole thing everybody was worried about was the ozone layer, right?
Right.
So that was why it was signed. But it actually ended up helping global warming at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. So like I said, the Montreal Protocol aimed to save the ozone layer, which is that zone in the stratosphere that protects the Earth from harmful UV radiation. And the protocol set out to do this by reducing the production and use of ozone-depleting substances. That includes a lot of things, but the most prevalent and harmful are chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs. CFCs have commonly been used as aerosol propellants and cleaning solvents, and you might also find them in plastic foam packaging, insulation, and refrigeration and air conditioning. Nearly 200 countries have signed the agreement to ban their use, and the protocol is already considered the most successful international environmental treaty in history. 99% of these harmful substances have now been phased out, and the ozone layer is set to completely recover by 2050. But like I said, the Montreal Protocol wasn't really designed to help the climate. It just turns out that CFCs are also greenhouse gases, ones that are thousands of times more potent than carbon dioxide. Thanks to their removal, the Earth will be, on average, a full degree Celsius cooler by 2050 than it would have been without the agreement in place. The effects are even greater in key areas like the Arctic. Temperatures there will be cooler by as much as 3 to 4 degrees Celsius. And these cooler temperatures have a ripple effect. Cooler temps mean that Arctic ice hasn't melted as fast, which has kept sea levels down. The researchers noted that the Montreal Protocol has been fighting global warming behind the scenes for 3 decades without a lot of fanfare. So let's all take this moment to appreciate it. Thanks, Montreal Protocol. When the world comes together, amazing things can happen.
If you want to find the biggest life forms on the planet, you'll need to journey into an ocean of trees.
Oh, twist.
The deeper you walk into it, the taller the trees grow until their trunks measure hundreds of feet around and their canopies sway 25 stories above your head. Clearly, I'm not talking about blue whales. No, I'm talking about Sequoia National Park in California and its giant sequoias, which are the world's biggest life forms.
Now, I do want to say that Sequoia National Park is not where I'm from, but Redwood National Park is at the other end of the state, and it has tons of massive sequoias. And I grew up with a sequoia in my front yard, so I just need to point that out.
Thank you for pointing that out. And the Sequoia National Park I'm talking about is much further south. It's actually just west of Death Valley National Park, pretty much due west of Las Vegas, actually. And these giant sequoias are about 250 feet tall, or 76 meters. And it takes a long time for a tree to get to be that big. Most estimates place these trees at around 2,000 to 2,500 years old. Just one tree of biblical proportions is enough to give you a new perspective on your place in the world. But sequoias don't come solo. They grow in giant groves, some of which can contain tens of thousands of trees. And the king of the forest is the General Sherman tree. It's not only the largest surviving sequoia, but the largest surviving tree in the world. At its base, the trunk is more than 30 meters around. That means it would take more than 17 average adults holding hands to surround the circumference. In 2006, the tree lost its largest branch in a storm, and that branch alone was larger than most trees, at a length of 100 feet, or more than 30 meters, and a diameter of just under 6 feet, 1.8 meters. Don't worry, though, that lost branch doesn't mean the tree's in trouble. Researchers believe that breaking off branches is a natural survival mechanism to prevent the tree from breaking in powerful winds. I mean, it's been around for a couple millennia, right? So maybe it's learned a thing or two. And the general wasn't always the biggest tree in the world. Up until 1854, that honor belonged to the Mother of the Forest tree, which grew in what is now Calaveras Big Trees State Park. But some overeager tree fans stripped that giant of all its bark, then shaped that bark back into a tree and sent it on a world tour. It was a great way to give people in England a sense of how big the tree was, but it did result in the tree's death. Fortunately, the death of the Mother of the Forest tree sparked such strong emotions that it led to the modern conservation movement. A greener future is better for all of us, sequoias included. I wonder if the Mother of the Forest was one of the ant wives.
Could have been, Cody. Could have been.
I have to investigate.
Today's episode is sponsored by Skillshare. Make 2020 a year where you explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity with Skillshare's online classes. What you find just might surprise and inspire you.
I'll be honest, I don't know anything about graphic design. I mean, I know what looks good and looks bad, but I couldn't tell you why. And since I've been working on some graphic stuff lately, that's why I'm taking a class called Graphic Design Basics, Core Principles for Visual Design. It happens to be taught by the co-directors of the Graphic Design MFA program at Maryland Institute College of Art. So these are real educators with real experience. That means I know I'll be learning some quality lessons.
Skillshare is a proud sponsor of Curiosity Daily. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/curiosity and get 2 free months of premium membership. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free.
Get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/curiosity. One more time, that's skillshare.com/curiosity.
It's hard to stay focused, especially at work. Most employees are interrupted from their work 50 to 60 times per day. And let's be honest, most of these interruptions are not very important.
This coffee's really good.
Cody, I'm trying to read something.
Wow. Sorry, what were you saying?
I felt like I was there. But a recent article in Harvard Business Review reminds us all how we can cut down on time sucks and distractions when we're trying to work. How can we ignore those push notifications and Slack vibrations to stay less stressed and be more productive?
So we're going to break down the most important tips so you can actually go to work and, well, get some work done. And the first tip is to practice something called asynchronous communication. So in other words, you don't have to respond to every email within 5 minutes of receiving it. It's better for everyone if you decide, I'm going to think about this email and get to it later.
That leads into the next tip. Batch check everything. Don't just quickly check through things all day long. That kind of quick check of email, social media, and text messages can put you off task for more than 20 minutes, even if the act itself just took a moment. Instead, schedule a time to batch check your email, chat messages, and social media accounts.
Another tip that'll make it easy to do that, turn off your push notifications. Batch checking doesn't work if your computer screen is always blowing up with push notifications. Just turn them off. Most everything can wait until your scheduled time to be checked.
And people might even respect that scheduled time when you put this 3-word tip into practice. Do not disturb. This one's easy, even if you're in an open plan office. Put on a pair of headphones and get in the zone. That kind of signal will quietly tell your colleagues that you're doing something important that shouldn't be disturbed.
Another game changer is to avoid playing calendar Tetris. Block out time on your calendar for meeting-free work time. That way, even if your colleagues have the ability to book time in your calendar, you can control when and how, and stay focused on what you need to get done.
And finally, stop using Reply All. It's good to be held accountable, but it's also important to respect other people's inboxes and help them reduce unnecessary chatter. Only email people who need to be in on the message.
And we'll run through all these tips again at the end of this episode, but I have to note at this point that just before we started doing the story, Ashley's like, hold on, wait a minute, I just got a notification.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to respond to this email.
We're in the middle of an episode. That's okay. I forgive you for that unnecessary interruption. Now let me tell you about my coffee.
So what did we learn today?
Well, I learned that the 1987 Montreal Protocol set out to protect the ozone layer, but ended up slowing climate change.
Yeah, and I'm just so happy that more people now know that giant sequoias are the largest life forms on Earth. There are many that are 250 feet tall and 2,000 years old, and if you've never seen one, you need to make a trip to California.
And hey, if you want to focus better at work, here's a couple tips. Practice asynchronous communication, meaning don't reply to everything right away. Batch check everything. Turn off your push notifications. Set aside some do not disturb time. Block off time on your calendar to actually get stuff done. And stop using reply all. Do we all really need all those emails? I love the stories of huge multinational companies where somebody accidentally sends an email to literally hundreds of people, and then everyone starts replying all, and 70% of those messages, I just made that number up, end up being, please remove me from this.
Right.
People keep replying anyway. Oh, it's so good. I actually have a friend that works for a huge company, and there was an email chain with literally hundreds of people on it. And I told him, here's what you should do. It was right after the last Avengers movie came out. And I said, you should reply all, but remove half of the recipients and just reply with an image of Thanos smiling from the end of the movie. I was like, you will be the most popular human being ever.
Was he?
He didn't do it.
Okay. That's probably for the best.
He didn't do it because he thought he would get in trouble.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the most brilliant thing I've ever come up with, because Thanos' entire thing in the Avengers movie is he wants to basically eliminate half of the life in the universe.
But like, most people don't look at who the address is. Like, most people don't look at the address list. So like, would everybody get it?
If they had gotten it, it would have been the funniest Easter egg, inside joke, hilarious thing ever.
But maybe.
It would have been the best. I stand by that. And yes, listener, you're allowed to use that. But it's not my fault if you get into trouble. Just a, you know, creative thought. Today's stories were written by Steffi Drucker, Ruben Westmus, and Kelsey Donk, and edited by Ashley Hammer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing was by Cody Goff and Sonia Hodgen. Curiosity Daily is produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.